Suicidal thoughts can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background. These feelings often arise from a prolonged sense of hopelessness and worthlessness. You may not fully understand the cause, but it is typically a combination of factors contributing to the overwhelming emotional pain. For many, suicide may appear to be the only solution to seemingly insurmountable issues. However, support is available, and there are ways to cope and overcome these feelings. Certain difficulties in life can lead to suicidal thoughts, including but not limited to 1. Mental health problems, 2. Bullying, prejudice, or stigma, including those related to race, gender, disability, or sexual identity, 3. Abuse, such as domestic, sexual, or physical abuse, 4. Bereavement, including losing a loved one to suicide, 5. The end of a relationship, 6. Chronic physical pain or illness, 7. Major life changes, such as retirement or redundancy, 8. Financial problems, 9. Housing issues, including homelessness, 10. Isolation or loneliness, 11. Imprisonment, 12. Feelings of inadequacy or failure, 13. Addiction or substance abuse, 14. Pregnancy, childbirth, or postnatal depression, 15. Questions about sexual or gender identity, 16. Cultural pressures, such as forced marriage, 17. Societal expectations, such as pressure to act or achieve in a certain way, 18. Other forms of trauma. There is a clear distinction between active and passive suicidal thoughts. Passive suicidal thoughts, these involve thinking about ending one's life without any concrete plan. Active suicidal thoughts, these include planning or taking steps to end one's life. If you are in a position such as a coach and encounter someone with active suicidal thoughts, always contact professional mental health services immediately. Do not attempt to handle the situation alone unless you are a trained mental health professional. When someone is contemplating suicide, it often means they feel overwhelmed, hopeless, and unable to find a solution to their pain. They may see death as the only escape. However, it is crucial to remind them that pain and problems are temporary, and help is available. Here are ways to support someone experiencing suicidal thoughts. 1. Encourage delaying decisions. Advise them not to make any major decisions immediately. Reassure them that the difficult moment will pass and that they have overcome hardships in the past. 2. Create a hope box. Suggest assembling a hope box or happiness box filled with items or memories that bring them comfort and joy. 3. Encourage social interaction. Even if they don't want to talk, being around others can be beneficial. Suggest activities like shopping, exercising, having coffee, or taking a walk to help them relax. 4. Identify triggers. Help them recognize triggers that worsen their condition. Encourage them to develop a plan to manage these triggers effectively. 5. Avoid drugs and alcohol. Explain that alcohol and drugs can worsen their emotional state. Substances like cocaine may provide a temporary high, but lead to severe emotional lows, increasing the risk of suicide. 6. Go to safe places. Recommend places where they feel secure, such as their bedroom, a trusted friend's or family member's home, a mental health care center, or a place of worship. 7. Remove harmful objects. Ensure they avoid items like razors or excess medications. Encourage them to ask someone they trust to hold on to potentially harmful items. 8. Stay present. Engage them in grounding activities such as deep breathing, mindfulness, or exercises that require focusing on their senses. Encourage them to live in the moment rather than ruminating on negative thoughts. 9. Distract with enjoyable activities. Encourage hobbies or activities that bring joy, such as watching a favorite movie, listening to music, or engaging in a creative pursuit. 10. Adjust negative thinking. Help them create a list of their strengths and positive attributes. Suggest writing down acts of kindness they've experienced, accomplishments, or things they appreciate about themselves. 11. Problem-solving techniques. Encourage them to break down their problems into smaller, manageable parts. Writing out potential solutions may help them find clarity. 12. Physical activity. Exercise can help release serotonin and dopamine, hormones that enhance mood. Suggest activities such as yoga, running, or even a simple walk. Meditation can also provide calmness and clarity, but it's important not to force it if it becomes frustrating. 13. Practice breathing exercises. Controlled breathing can help reduce anxiety and stress. If it feels unhelpful, recommend pausing and trying another relaxation method. 14. Reflect on loved ones. Gently remind them that thoughts like "the world would be better without me," are often distorted by emotional pain. Emphasize how much they mean to their family, friends, and loved ones. Remind them, you are important, unique, and irreplaceable. This pain will pass, and there is hope for a brighter tomorrow.